We're doing the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mikol Chaim, and we're up to our review of the 13th chapter, Halacha Yud Chet. Let's say they finished Psukei Zimra, and they don't yet have a minyan. So the Shaliach Tzibur has to wait in silence until the minyan comes, and only then say Yishtabach and Kaddish. Let's say he didn't know that, he finished Yishtabach, and then a minyan came. So then they should say three psukim of Psukei Dezimra and then say the Kaddish. The individuals who are there waiting for a minyan, they do say Yishtabach. One may only say Yishtabach if they've said Baruch Shamar and part of Psukei Dezimra, as we've discussed earlier. The Shaliach Tzibur says Yishtabach standing, but the individual, he does not have to stand. That is the Sephardi custom. But the Ashkenazi custom is that we stand for Yishtabach. When we're in the middle of Yishtabach, so then if we would have to answer Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, we apply the same rules that we saw earlier for Baruch Shamar. It's the same rules, we're in the middle of a blessing. And if one was in the middle of the 13 terms of praise, at the end of Yishtabach, and then he had to answer Kedusha or Kaddish, something like that, so then, after he answers that, he goes back and begins the praise all over again. He begins with Kilecha Hashem Elokein Elokei Avotein, Shir Ushvacha Alel Vezimra, all 13 praises. Because the idea is that we say all 13 praises together. That's the concept we're trying to say. It's fitting before you all 13 praises. So if we paused in the middle, we lost the point. We have to start from the beginning of the sentence again. If a person only hears the congregation replying, Baruch Hashem Amvarach L'Olam Ve'ed, he didn't hear the Chazan say Baruch Hu, he should answer with them, even though he didn't hear the Chazan. But if he didn't hear the Chazan, nor the congregation, he only hears the Chazan after the congregation, the Chazan also says Baruch Hashem Amvarach, then he cannot say it with the Chazan, he should just answer Amin. In the last halacha in the Perek, some have the custom that when they say Baruch Hashem Amvarach L'Olam Ve'ed, they stand, some do not, and some move slightly. What's important, says the Rav Chaim David HaLevi, is that people don't bow their heads when they say Baruch Hu. Only the Chazan should bow his head. And we said that our custom is obviously not that way. That's what he's saying, but you see, everyone does not bow. We do bow.
Why does he say that it's important not?
Because Chazal say that you bow where Chazal instituted it. You bow in Shmoneh Esrei, in the two blessings of Shmoneh Esrei, where Chazal said so. And here, this isn't one of Chazal's institutions. But the custom is Yad Tevra.
Okay.